about Zwift.
But you never talk about Zwift.
Welcome to Utopian Weekly, the podcast for Zwifters, cyclists, and everyone else. Each week, we are here to discuss all things Zwift, life, and beyond. Ladies and gentlemen, rocking that Yorkshire gold. The one, the only, WTRL World Time Trial Champion. The lady who can rock both a hat and a bandana and some sunglasses. Here she goes. I wish we could all see this. You know what? I'll post a picture.
Yeah.
The lead instigator on Team Dirty Psychos. You know her and I know her too. She's funny. She's cool. She's the queen of Yorkshire. Woo! Holly. Hey. Sorry for my voice there, Holly.
Well.
Yeah, I know. I hope nobody else gets this cold from me. So yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get it through a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe if you're wearing headphones, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Holly, it is good to see you. It's good to see you in your listeners can't see, but yeah. She's wearing sunglasses and a hat and.
And your
headband.
I can't actually see you though because I've got sunglasses on inside, and it's difficult to see.
Those are cool sunglasses, by the way. They're green with blue lenses. I like that.
Yeah, of course they're the coolest. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to get in on the server and find out what's going on because
I'll post a picture, but yeah, this is obviously the way to go because I know we've been wearing sunglasses indoors because this next on April 21st is when this is going down.
Yep.
Dirty Psychos are going to get burned by the X-Wings. That's what I heard.
Whatever. That's might be what you heard. It's not what's going to happen, though.
Well, it might be rumors, but you know what they say, 99% of rumors are true. Wait, no. 1% of all rumors are true or something. I don't know. I heard once
just
that...
Just make it up.
Yeah, well, 17% of all statistics are made up.
But, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I thought it was 22% of statistics.
Yeah, it could have been 40%. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Maybe. I know, just whatever. What's that? You got Lemsip?
Yeah, no, this is just, I don't know what that is, but this is just water. But yeah, it's clear. It's good, it's natural. Yeah. Anyway, so Holly, you have been busy this week and we have to do a weekly catch up. So I know we're going to talk about the TTT thing. We will talk about that for a second, but what else have you been up to this week?
What, not the TTT? I haven't got time for anything else.
Yeah, I know. We will talk about the TTT, but yeah.
I went to a comedy show.
Yeah, I was just going to say, went to a comedy show. How was it? Was it funny?
The comedy show was funny. And the Dirty What 7 chat, I'm going to give a shout to them. And that's all I'm going to say on that matter, but the comedy
all right.
show is
that's
you
good.
Have to be there, I think. If you're not there, then where are you? Because you need to get in on the action on Dirty What 7.
Well,
sometime
we're gonna have to do a we're all gonna have to take a field trip to Yorkshire and just flood the town and everything and go to Tesco's, Morrison's, and hang out because they sound amazing. I've never been there, but I really want to go.
Better than Target.
I have to go to Target later. Actually, that's funny. We're all out of toilet paper. Best place. Best price. Yeah, I know we're down to our last roll. So yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know you've got to go sort that out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I gotta say that. This week I rode outside, which is pretty cool. So this whole week I've had off work for spring break and it's been awesome, but the weather has been horrible. And I rode outside three times. Once was to drop my car off at the mechanic to get it fixed, and it was snowing and sleeting and raining and everything. And I rode back home. I felt like a real Yorkshire person because that you probably ride and stuff like that all the time, right?
Well, it rained. Yeah, I mean, it's probably raining now if I looked outside. Maybe there's
And
some cows mooing. Go
yeah,
on.
probably some cows. And then I rode again to go and pick up the car and then ride it back and then drive it home, you know. And then
Yeah.
and it was raining and everything then too. And then I rode yesterday and it was we had 25 mile an hour winds and it was freezing in the wind, but I mean, but then when you got out of the wind, it was like 55 or something. So that wasn't so bad. But you know, it was cold. I cut my ride short and I only did 14 miles because I was gonna go longer, but yeah, I don't
You're
know.
not made of hardcore Yorkshire
Yorkshire
grit,
gold. That's
whatever.
right. Absolutely. No,
Yorkshire
I
gold. Oh, that's a good point.
yeah,
Yeah.
yes, yeah.
A team name that this week.
Because well, ever since because of Zwift, I think I've become much softer because I used to go out and stuff like that and like, you know, go out and just, you know, grin and bear it or just grit your teeth and bear it, you know, and but now with Zwift it's like, it's raining outside, I'm gonna ride in the basement, you know. But I was
Yeah.
determined to go out yesterday and I did. And you know, it felt good to get outside because I have a race coming up outside in a month that I have to get ready for. And I got to get used to going up and down hills, you know.
And
So,
brakes and steering and
yes.
stuff and whatnot.
And
What's your race? What race are you doing?
it's
Is it lacrosse?
yes, you're right. Thanks. It's the Lacrosse
Oh.
Omnium road race. I'm just doing the road race part of it. And it's 28 miles, two really big climbs. You know, it's one really big climb each lap, but that's the one that I have talked about. I think that's the fastest I've ever gone was 46 and a half miles an hour downhill, and it was so fun. And with my new bike, it's going to go even faster. But
Oh
thankfully, I've
my
got disc
God.
brakes, so it's going to be good.
Oh, no thanks.
Yeah. Oh, that part's fine because it's you know, it's just it's almost straight. I mean, there's one really scary curve, but that's it. That's not so bad. But yeah.
It only takes one really scary
Right. Yeah. And
curve, but it's gonna go fine. It's gonna there's not gonna
yeah.
be any problems whatsoever.
Yeah, because the reason why is because I'll probably be dropped and I'll be at the back. So there won't be anybody to follow. I remember one time I feel bad because I've done this race two times before now, and this will be my third year in a row because it all goes to support our local community here. So it's a good race to do. But I remember I was talking to this guy because you know we're trying to you know we were both dropped and like you know just chatting on the way back to you know try and you know get to the end and like this guy you know I'm like oh where are you from you know blah 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 you know just talking about that and then we hit the downhill and I'm just like you know I just tucked in and just kept going and like
Like Super Tuck.
yeah no not super tuck but I got so I
Oh.
got you I get I will not super tuck because that is too dangerous but I will get as small as I possibly can so to get down the hill but man it was because I got some descending skills from my friend Bob shout out to Bob he gave me some extra super secret tips and it's scary but they have definitely made me a lot faster going downhill yeah there's like
So
a
what I'm hearing is I'd have to drop you on the uphill and get a head start on the downhill, because otherwise you're just gonna come like whizzing straight past me and I'm gonna
Oh
be
my
like,
gosh. Yeah.
okay, bye then.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten better at going downhill. And with my new bike, because it has disc brakes, I feel more confident because I can stop faster, if that makes sense, you know, if something were to go bad. But yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
well
don't like going fast.
yeah,
I like
we're
riding up hills outside.
Yeah, but you
Well,
did
lucky for me, because there's
Yeah. Yeah,
shitloads
same here, but when you gotta go up, you gotta go down. And I try not to use my
Yeah.
brake. I think it's what it is I'm just cheap because I don't want to have to buy brake pads, so I don't want to use them. So that's it. I'm just cheap. That's it. But so I was happy to do that. And then also we you know we had a ladder race which we don't really need to talk about, but it was a friendly. So can you explain? You know more about ladders racing than I do. Can you explain about like the friendlies and like the friendlies they don't count at all. Like there's no like friendly ladder or anything.
Well, the thing is, it's friendly until the banner drops. And then it's a hardcore full-on race.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end it's friendly again until, of course, you discuss who's won.
Yeah, right. Well,
Yeah.
So this race, we raced X-Wings raced this other team at some other point. I raced for Coalition X-Wings, and we were and I can't remember why when we raced these guys, but the reason why we what would be some reasons why we had to do a friendly? I don't even know. I just showed up to ride, but
Oh, you just turned up on your bike. I think because if you're not within, like, I think it's seven, you can't
oh.
actually challenge the team. But if another team is like wanting to race on a particular day and there's no other teams that are within your reach on the ladder,
Okay.
then you can just like race. Yeah. So,
That's probably what happened. Yeah.
yeah, I thought
Yeah, so
you
I just
were
showed up. Yeah,
like
I showed up to race, and things did not go as well as we intended. But shout out to Gareth and to Andrew and to Randy and to Kenny, because those guys, man, they all showed up and they were super fast. And then I don't want to say that I parked the party bus, but I was definitely driving the party bus at the end. So
Well, that party at the back, you best get
yeah,
used to
it
things.
was definitely a party at the back. Yeah. But and then it got to the end, and like so basically what happened is Gareth went off the front, and like he was covering moves, Andrew was covering
Gareth
moves.
went off the front. No way.
I
Imagine
know.
that.
And we were all doing
Holy
well. It was
whoa.
we had to go over Titans Grove, and we were going up Titans Grove, and as we got up to Titans Grove, like we got over it, everybody was okay, and then the other team just opened up a gap, and Gareth was able to stay with, and then and Andrew was able to stay with, and so was Kenny, and then and Randy, and I wasn't, and then we tried and tried and tried, and then we ended up just getting to the back, and yeah, it was fun though. It was definitely fun, but yeah, I don't know. I think I just wasn't in the right headspace too, also, because it was a Friday night, and at that point on a Friday night, it was like 7 p.m. on a Friday night, and at that point, I would have probably had at least a couple of adult beverages, and
I was just thinking, yeah,
and
how many
I
beers
had
did
to,
you
yeah, I had to
have?
push those back. I had to, yeah, and so I was off schedule. So yeah, because a
Right, yeah.
Tuesday, like for some reason, Tuesday is a good day for me to race. I don't know why, but that is just like a good day. Tuesday or Saturday feels like Saturday mornings. I don't know. Would you have a preferred day that you like to race? Probably Thursday, right?
Well, I mean, whatever day DRS is on, surely. Like, so at
Yeah.
the moment, like Monday evening and Tuesday evening, and then I've been DS in the Dirty Watts Havoc team, but also want to give a shout out to Dirty Watts Disruption. Oh, is that what they're called?
Uproar, Dirty Watts, uproar.
Oh yeah, so Uproar. So they were like Dustin's it. I've got to give a shout out to Uproar because they were
Yeah.
like, Dustin, you're famous.
Not that. Yeah. Well, that. Yeah.
And
It's
they
a.
were like, Dustin's in our race or in our
Yeah.
loop, they called it. And I was
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
yeah, that means is that like an American term or whatever? Anyway, they were like,
I don't
yeah,
know.
he's in our race. And they want to like, I don't know. Anyway, that's kind of
Well,
cool. So shout out to
that is a
Dirty Watts
perfect.
Uproar.
Yeah, perfect. A perfect transition there. So, Mark, be good. Yeah, from
Yeah.
Dirty Watts Uproar. He had said that. So, that's good. So now he's gonna tag me, I think, and try and beat me all the time, which is fine. Fine. Bring it on, man. Bring it on. This is good because.
I think he went past him in the last 100 meters or something over there. He mentioned
Oh
he was like, "Oh, that's the guy that went past me in the last 100 meters up the
no.
climb."
All
So,
right. That's good.
but the thing
Well,
is, like,
yeah.
dirt, but then also like podcasts. So I was like, I don't know where my loyalties lie.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Yeah,
Holly, I would check that. I would check that because
it
the
would. Oh
yeah.
God, I think it would have to be with your
What?
team.
Yeah, okay, good. There we
No,
go. I'm
I
glad you
went
said
with
that. Glad you said that. All right. All right. Yeah, cuz so I appreciate that, Holly, because that was and I got to give a shout out to DRS this last week was incredible because it was that team time race and I had never done that
yeah.
before. And that was awesome. I really enjoyed that format. Kevin and Justin and Doug at DRS, you
And
guys are
Martin, and
and
Martin.
Martin, and Martin, you guys are doing a great job. And I know last week we talked about DRS a lot, and then we had Martin, different Martin from WTRL to talk on about ZRL, and that was really great. And everything. And ZRL finals are coming up too, and we can talk about that too in a little bit. But this has been a fantastic season, and I'm so thankful and lucky to be able to get in on this. this. So, thank you guys for organizing all this. But yeah, so team time race. Oh, sorry for my voice, but there.
Yeah, Dustin's not well,
Yeah, I'm
folks.
not well.
So,
I'm sorry. Yeah, if you can't tell.
yeah,
But
man
the
flu or something.
team. Well, yeah, too many Cadbury eggs. So
Yeah.
the team time race, that was just such an interesting thing. And up the KOM twice, forwards and reverse, or reverse
Yeah.
them forwards. Oh man, that
I
was
don't
nuts.
know. Up and up and up and up and up. But
Yeah.
I raced it on Monday and there was like three finish lines. It's like we're like
Oh
the
my
guinea
gosh, I know.
pig.
Yeah.
Three blue banners. Anyway, and I was the fifth rider. In the thing is, I still wasn't 100% anyway when I raced DRS. And yeah, so I was the fifth rider in both of them. And Tiger Squirrels. Massive shout out to, I've got to get it right because like, so many
I know.
teams. Like, yeah, Tiger Squirrels, we won.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Tiger Sharks, we came second against Electric Spirit. Well done to Electric Spirit. And then I DS'd Havoc. And I've got to give a massive, massive shout out to Dirty Watts Disruption because I genuinely thought that they had that in the bag because they were so strong. Like they were like leading it out and yeah, I wasn't 100% sure that like Havoc could take it, but they did in the end. But like Disruption, wow, they are so strong. So massive, massive kudos to you guys. Yeah, just they were trying to like pull a gap apart because a certain team that had dropped back.
Oh,
On a
yeah.
bag co coalition, right? So, but they had four, and of course it's a race, but like I was obviously going back and fan viewing them to see what was happening. And Rhino, I
Yeah.
know as well, so I wasn't like just you know, and yeah, so they dropped back, but their teamwork was outstanding. Like every time I fan viewed, they were all together, and somebody was like pulling on the front. Like there was Nick and Danny and two others. Gareth and
Yeah.
somebody else. Oh man, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
Anyways, their teamwork was outstanding, is what I'm trying to
yeah.
say.
Yes, yeah.
It could have been Jim, maybe. And Rhino and OTR, like everyone gave the role, and it was really interesting, like watching it as a DS, like because you've got to keep an eye on where other teams' fourth riders are, and the minute one of them drops back. You gotta like tell like the team that you're there for to push because then if one of them drops back, it's the fourth rider time across the line. So if you create a gap, the other team have to go back for that rider, and then that's the whole team dropped.
Right.
So yeah, it was super super cool and just incredible power because my power was not very good going up the climb. Well, it was all right, but then I just ended up dropping because it was just too much because my heart rate was just like nope.
Yeah.
Stop. So I dropped, but oh, I love that race though, team time race. It's such a cool format.
Yeah,
So
it is. Yeah, and so that's great that the coalition did well in yours.
well,
Yeah.
they didn't win.
I know, but still we yeah, and I got to say coalition at Osiris in the Donner League. I mean, talk about teamwork. I love that. I mean, we had six riders, I think. So we were able to we were actually doing really well. Josh was doing a great job of just giving us talking to all of us, which was awesome. Because you and I have talked about that a lot, that you need somebody in your ear to just say, keep going, come on, keep going, keep going. And that's really,
Yeah.
really all we needed. And oh man, that helped out a lot. And I gotta say that I feel like the categories are closer, and we have a better competition in our league versus something like ZRL, where there's like 80 people in there and there's like five people are gonna win. But in this, it's like I mean, some five people or four people did win, but what I'm talking about is like it's I think it's more evenly spread across the category. Does that make sense? Or
Yeah,
yeah.
you're much more competitive, I think, in
Yeah.
DRS.
So
And
we were,
yeah.
and kudos to On the Rivet. They put out a huge effort, and they were all in the front, and they like TTT'd the rest of the way, and they got first, and they put in 90 seconds to us, And then we Coalition
Wow.
or Cyrus, we were second. And then yes, and then Dirty Watts Uproar, that's hard to say. They were we put in about 90 seconds into them. So it was a pretty big spread there at the top and or by the end, you know. And I'm really looking forward to this week because this week is oh my gosh, the
It's
Richmond.
Richmond, and it starts
Yes.
off up Libby Hill, which is
Yes.
first across the line, and then after that, it's like there's like two sprint. Is it two laps? It's a bit of a weird one because it's like lap zero is part of the lead, like 12 kilometer lead in, but part of that is like
Yeah.
the segments. But then like lap two, so I think there's like one first across the line up the hill, and then two sprints,
Yep,
which
that's
would
it.
split up. So it'd be interesting because obviously you want to drop the sprinters on a hill, but then also they're going to want the draft from everybody else because it's fastest through segments for both of the sprints. So it creates a really cool dynamic, and like team tactics can be discussed and things. Yeah, like if somebody's going to go for the finish line, if you get up over the hill first, are you going to keep pushing for finish line points, and then the other sprinters like drop back to the main group with the most people in to get the fastest through times and all of
Yeah.
this? Like what are people going to do? It's going to be interesting. I'm just going to be hoping that somehow I manage to pull out some watts because I'm sick of not being 100% now. But
Yeah, sick of being sick. I know what you mean.
yeah, sick
Well,
of being sick. Yeah.
this is gonna be interesting because it looks like it almost starts downhill. So that everyone's gonna be in a big pack, and we're going to, you know, a big group, and it's gonna go fast, and we're gonna go fast. Then we have one big climb right after that, and then we have that descent. Now, this is the part where I think a lot of people are going to get segmented, but I'm gonna give a top tip here, something that's helped me at least. So when we go up that first hill, which I can't remember the name of it, because Libby Hill comes after that, and that's the
Is it
first.
Harlem Hill or something? I
No,
don't know.
that's in New York.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it is, because it's going
Oh, whatever.
reverse.
It's not Yorkshire,
Yeah.
so.
Well, anyway, either way, when you push over the top, you have to keep pedaling, keep pedaling, keep pedaling, because that will help you to get back up to the next part there. And then the climb to the broad, but so you just gotta. All I'm saying is, like, just keep the power up. I know it hurts, and it stinks, but it's definitely you have to keep the power up.
Little
I know,
punch.
I know, I know, I know, I know. But it's that is definitely gonna be there. I'm going for that. I'm going for the Libby Hill reverse FAL. I don't know.
Pro, you've heard it here. That's what
I
he's going
know.
for.
That's what I know. This is gonna be scary. But there's that, and then because like last time, the very first race, it was just for Coalition Osiris. It was just Luke, Josh, and myself, and we were able to get through some of the sprints together. So there's something there. We might be able to do it. Now we're gonna have we pulled in some heavy hitters this week. So yeah, everybody watch out. We got some more riders, so it's gonna be.
Woo, well done.
Yeah, something could happen. I don't know. But
Mate, yeah. Good luck with
yeah, but those
that.
sprints, but I always get dropped between the Libby Hill and you know, that section that's flat. After the big hills, and then where it's flat, and then before the broad streets climb, that's where I get dropped, even though because we're pushing so hard through that area, and I'm just gassed. So I just got to stay with the wheels. That part's gonna stuck. It'll stink.
Yeah, you
Sorry.
just gotta hang on. And I just want to give a before I forget, I just want to give a shout out to Danny Enzo actually, because he upgraded.
And so did John. John upgraded too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did John upgrade too? Oh,
Yeah.
that's well done, guys. Because so they're now in Sapphire, is it? I know Danny's in Sapphire. John would have upgraded to Sapphire too. Was he in the same
I'm not
race?
sure. I'm not really familiar with all that, but yeah,
I
probably.
don't know. But
Whatever's
yeah.
above that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well done, guys, because that's
Yeah.
impressive. Meanwhile, back in platinum.
Yeah. Well, I'm in gold, so I don't know what that is, but is that
That's one
below?
below platinum. If you upgrade,
Okay.
you'll be in the same category
Oh
as.
man. Well, we do have to talk about some other stuff that another ladder races that is going to be coming up. But before we go, anyway, let's keep talking about that this DRS stage, because DRS, I mean,
Good.
it's going to be something else. I'm really looking forward to this. Yeah, I feel good. I don't know. How are you feeling? What do you think? You going to be okay?
I'm a bit nervous because I just haven't been very well, sort of coming back from being poorly. It's hard. It's hard going because I don't want to let the team down, and not. It's only me that thinks that. Like none of the team I've ever thought that I've let them down, but it's because I've been like fifth in the race, and then of course top four count for team points, so I feel like I haven't really contributed.
But now this time you will be able to do something because you can do the sprint or you can do the climb as well. So yeah, I mean you
Yeah,
can get
I've
finish line,
decided.
you can get finish line points, but if for some reason you in the last race you weren't feeling like you could you could contribute because it was a team time race, now something definitely anybody could. Somebody could do the go for the hill, someone could go for the sprints, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and absolutely. And you take points away from like other teams as well. So if you get like, eighth for one of the segments, but you're not the top four in the team, you still take those points away from another team being able to get them. So it's still
Right.
worth, pushing through. And one of the things I did see actually was Paul. He sprinted, oh, what was it, the race one or something, stage one? He sprinted one of the segments. He'd actually got dropped. He had no draft, and he still managed to get top 10 like points.
Whoa,
And I can't remember his
nice.
position, but oh my God, that was like insane. Like having no draft and still like sprinting. Like I do not want to be in a sprint. He did 202 watts, he said. So that's
He is super fast. Yeah, Paul is super
yeah.
fast.
So even if you drop, like just don't give up because it's still worth a shot.
And there are finish line points eventually when you get to the finish, and it's totally
When
worth it. So yeah.
you get over the line,
There are.
eventually, yeah.
And then what are we going to talk about for bike choice for going back to DRS? We didn't talk about that. What are we going to do for bike choice for that?
Bike choice. I think I'm gonna go Tron.
What
I
color though?
think it. Well, it. Well, we wear the Merc kit, so pink Tron.
Well, I'm also going to go for a
Is
pink
that
Tron because mine is
yeah,
mine for Coalition. And I got to say
it.
Josh on our team called me out last week because he said that I had to be in Team Edition pink because mine was like orange, because every time when
Orange, what for
yeah
dirt?
What?
Yeah.
No, it like when Apple TV updates, it changes the color of your Tron bike for some
Oh,
reason.
excuses,
So
whatever.
I just never change it back because you get updates like every other week, it seems like. Yeah, so
Yeah, usually on
I had to
DRS.
change it. Yeah, it's usually on race day. Whenever there's a big race day, it's always it seems like. So I'm excited for that. That's gonna be awesome. DRS, that's gonna be fantastic. And let's talk about the finals here, because for ZRL, because this week this race one for ZRL, and it's Rolling Highlands. So we've got three laps of that, and Rolling Highlands, one of my favorite courses, I think, on Zwift, I think, especially with the newest expansion, but three laps of that. So almost 20 miles, 32K, I think. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I do like Rolling Highlands.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that one plays out. It's a scratch
Yeah,
race
good luck
too.
to all the teams. Go, yeah, is
Yes.
it scratch race? So it's
Yep.
basically like get over the line first.
Yep, get over the line first on that one. And then on race two, that one's the following week, and that one's RGV, which I know you love
Oh
that
my
one.
God.
Yep.
Blimey, wow. That's and I haven't
Yeah.
done that one for a while.
And then
RGV, I bet it's a T, is it a TTT, is
it
it?
is a TTT, and yes, and
Right,
it's
yeah, of course it is.
15.5 miles. But and then I know we talked about this last week, and we talked about the previous week, but still, it is does bear worth mentioning. But that we have the Glasgow Crit is race three, which is Glasgow Crit. You have 5 laps forward, then 5 laps reverse on that one
How do
for
they do that
last
then?
week.
Like, do you like stop and turn around or what? What? How does that
So the first race, it's
work?
kind of like if you've ever done those tiny races, like the Zwift Insider tiny races, where you
I
have
did
to,
them once. It's
yeah,
brutal.
they are brutal, but where you
Yeah.
have to, but you have to finish in a certain amount of time, or finish and then go on to the next one. So if you
Oh,
do,
so it's separate.
yeah,
So you
two
do
separate
five
races.
laps as one
Yeah.
race, and then you join the next event and you go the other way around for
Yeah.
five laps.
I yeah,
All right. Okay. That's kind of interesting.
I think this might be the first time that they've done that for ZRL,
Yeah,
but
reverse.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done the reverse one. I know you talked about it last week because that
Yeah.
there's
Only did it like as a cool down thing. Like I just did a U-turn on the route, not raced it.
Because I don't think you can get to it. I don't think. Can you? Or is it I think it's
No, I
only
don't think.
event
Well, yeah,
only.
you can. You just yeah, you
Yeah.
join you well, yeah, you join an event and then you just do a U-turn. But yeah, you can't just it's not easy to do. So recons are gonna be interesting. Although
Yeah.
here's a Holly's tip for the week. If you so the pen opens 30 minutes before a race. But if you try to join it, say 35 minutes before a race, it puts you in that world, but not in the pen.
Oh,
So
I didn't
you
know
want to
that.
like do a okay. So if you want to like do like a sort of brief recon, you just join the pen outside of the 30 minutes, and it puts you there. And then you can just ride around it. And then obviously you've got to turn the pen at some point. But yeah, there you go.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you
Yeah.
could do that. That's cool.
Oh,
Top
yeah.
tips, information. I
Top
can't believe
tips.
it.
Yeah, actually something useful. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah,
All
so good
right.
luck to those doing ZRL
Yes.
finals. Go
Yep.
get your winning helmets.
Yep.
I hope Sai gets one.
Yeah. So, Holly, we got to talk about this Yorkshire Gold Blend thing that was going on with WTRL. Can you fill us all in on this? That was awesome.
Oh, so this week was TTT World Cup. So every team that did Team Chow Chow this week on Thursday was automatically entered. And so you got, what have you got? You've got Doppio, Espresso. Oh, this is a test now. I should know, being like,
Yeah.
TTT World Champ most in a day. This is different to like what I did.
A frappe.
Frappe, latte, mocha. Is that it? And
I
then you've
think
got
so.
the those ones, but in Vienna. So the Vienna is the ladies. So, what we did was me and Gina, we asked around and was like to other ladies that we know in Zwift, and we're like, we want to put a team together for Vienna TTT. Like, do you want in on it? And then we ended up with like a group of like eight ladies. So we were down as Vienna Frappe, because we had some cat A's and cat B's, so that's like how the categories are worked out. Some of us didn't even know each other in the team before, like, because we all ride for different teams, and it was super cool. That's why, like, Maria actually and Tim, they came up with the name Yorkshire Gold Blend, like blend, because it was a blend of teams together, and obviously Yorkshire. And so me and Casey, Gina, Gonda, Lisa, Jules, Gabby, Maria, and our awesome DS Tim. So we had no idea how we'd actually do. Tim put together like this awesome
A pull
pull
chart.
sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were second, actually,
That's
and only
awesome.
15 seconds off the winning time. Congratulations to Synergy, who did win.
Yeah. There you
So
said
yeah, so we're super, super proud. Go on, what?
15 seconds off the top time. That's
Yeah.
incredible.
And for a team that had never done a TTT together, like our first outing, and some of us didn't know each other on the team, like, it's just outstanding, really, because you've got to have massive teamwork. Like, you've got to communicate, you've got to do your pulls. Yeah, it's huge. And I was like, going into it, I mean, fun above everything, but obviously we were going for the fastest time as well. And yeah, of course we didn't know how fast we'd actually be, because it was our first outing. So to get second, totally
That's
buzzing.
amazing. And
Although
then,
some in dirt would say that's the first loser, but
oh
whatever.
no. So can you give us an insight into like what were how were your pulls? Like how many watts were you doing, or were you just measuring in a speed, or what were you trying to do for your watts or some of your pulls?
Oh, well, what mine or
Yeah, what were yours, I guess.
mine? So 60-second pulls for like round about like 310, 320 watts.
Oh
I
my
got to admit though,
gosh.
I did drop 6 kilometers from the end, which I do feel, as if people in my team know, like, I do feel bad about, but I was just burned up, and also I hadn't been very well, and my heart rate was like sky high, and
Yeah.
I'd given everything. And but as Casey pointed out, actually, that it's okay to drop people, because
Right.
only the fourth time over the line, that's the time that counts. So if you're done, don't want the team waiting, and they wouldn't have waited anyway, which is quite right, because it's fastest time. But
Right.
yeah,
And
so actually it was all right
you put in
to
your
drop.
pulls, so you did what you were supposed to do. So it's not like you were just like sitting in the back the whole time. You put in your pulls to help the team. So
Yeah.
that's awesome. And so 300 watts for I cannot imagine that for 60 seconds. When I do a TTT, just an example of a gap here, that mine is 30 seconds. 30 seconds, yeah. If I'm feeling good. And I'm like maybe 284 or something like that. Or maybe, yeah, there's no way I could do that. That's impressive. Good job, Holly. And good job to the Yorkshire
and,
Yorkshire blend.
And Gina,
that's awesome.
And yeah, so me, Gina, yeah, Lisa, Gonda, Jules, Gabby, and Maria, and DS, and RDS, Tim. Tim had a massive part in it because without him, it just wouldn't have happened. Like, we needed someone to just take control during the race, you know, to give direction and things, because it's very hard, you know, when gaps form and things, to call out. Well,
yeah. What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff was Tim saying to you to help motivate you?
Go faster.
Go faster.
Yeah. Well, no. All sorts of things. It all kind of like blurs into one because you're just giving your all, and but during it, just to give direction, like if there is a gap or something, you know, who's to pull it back or whatever. But I also do want to give a massive, massive shout out to because I didn't just do it once. Of course, we didn't. But so I joined Dirty Watts 17 at, what was it, like 12:30 for me, but sorry, I'm on school holidays, so whatever. But so Casey and I did it twice. And wow. Casey, Yvette, Gail, Jen, T, Carol, Ruthie, and me. Give a shout out to Brian too, because he organised the whole thing. So we entered VN Latte, which is like B's and C's, but also we had Cat D's in our team, and for them to race Latte, which is like a category or two above, wow, is just outstanding. So I just want to give a massive shout out to them, and to Julie as well, because she's normally there, but she wasn't there this week, so we missed you. And we got 10th in Vienna Latte with those ladies, and again, like, that team hadn't like ridden together either. So it just goes to show, like, what can be done if, you know, a group of determined women get together. So I'm super, super proud of, like, everybody who, like, raced, especially in Vienna this week. And also to Dirty Beasts, who won in their mixed. I think they were Frappe. Oh, I'm sorry, guys, if I get it wrong. But they won it, and I think they got like 39 minutes or I don't know. Anyway, they were super, super quick, like insanely fast. And
were these all on the same course?
Yeah. What course was it?
Was it TikTok? No. Tempest Fugit, I mean.
No, it was Big Eight. I think it's like event only route, because I ended up getting the badge. So that's a nice thing, isn't it, to get the badge. Yeah, Big Eight. But it was very, very flat. Only like a little climb out of the ocean, and then up the volcano or something, so, and out the desert. But I think it's the second fastest flat route.
Those little bumps. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, a little punch.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, and congratulations to everybody who took part, and congratulations to Holly's teams for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was just riding. They're not actually my teams. Well,
that's
suppose
awesome,
the Frappe one was like organized by podcast staff, because Gina and I did it.
That's awesome.
And then Dirty Watts 17, that was definitely Brian. And thanks for having me along, ladies. And you're all brilliant and just outstanding. I just can't believe, like, the Cat D's in that team, how fast and how much they gave to that race. Like, it was just outstanding to race Latte, which is B and C usually, strong C's at that, and to be a Cat D to do that. So massive kudos to those ladies. I'm bigging them up massively because I think they're awesome.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Congratulations. And speaking of big races coming up here, I believe on April 21st, it's a Sunday coming up here. Yeah, we're going to get our sunglasses
on. I'm ready.
On. Oh, you're ready. Well, I'm ready right here. Here we go.
I'm born ready. Bring it on.
Well, you might have been born ready, but I was brought up ready. Wait, does that... Makes sense. No,
That's
I don't know.
not.
All right, I'm taking my sunglasses off. Okay.
Yeah, because I can't
Okay.
see.
Yeah, I can't really see either. Okay. So, but we have X-Wing versus Psychos, and this is we let's talk about the route here, because this is a podcast thing here. The word this is Holly's team,
Yeah.
the Dirty Psychos, which are going to be, what's it called? First Loser, I think that's what that's called. And then X-Wings, which is X-Wings from Coalition, which we're probably going to win. So,
Probably not.
Barring something, some unforeseen
What are you gonna
problem.
use, like a drill on your bike? How are you gonna? I'd be able to win it with one pedal.
With
So,
one
you
pedal, really? I think you
know.
should prove that. Let's prove it. Prove it. Prove it. Well, so the way we're gonna do this, and if you are a member of the Watopian Weekly podcast club on Zwift, you can see this. I already listed it there, so you can join the pen and fan view it if you'd
Yeah.
like to, or you can listen to the live commentary. We're gonna get this. Gina and Paul are gonna commentate on it, and we're gonna try and get it so it's gonna be live, so people can see it on YouTube, I believe. But if they can't, we'll definitely record it, and you can always watch it back later, which might not be as fun. But
No, we'll get streamers in. I know people.
yeah. Oh, it's definitely gonna be fun, by the way. It's definitely gonna be fun, and it'll with Gina and Paul, it's gonna be great. So watching them or listening to them and everything too. So now we're gonna try and have Justin from your team, Psychos, and Josh from my team on, so they can talk head to head too, because and how all this is gonna go. I don't. I didn't. Since this is an international club friendly or club ladder friendly, there's no we. There's nothing but pride on the line, I guess, right? We haven't discussed what's gonna happen when you guys lose. So,
Well, we're not gonna lose, so don't need to worry about
I would probably
that.
get prepared if I
How
were
are you
you.
gonna how are you gonna
Yeah.
cope when you lose? Like, you're gonna have to come on this podcast and be like, and TTT World Champion. I mean, my intro is just gonna get longer and
Well, I don't know about that. I
longer.
mean, I don't know. I might have to have my own intro maybe at that point. So
I'll get a pan out and a wooden spoon.
that could work. That could work. But
Yeah.
this is gonna be something else, because we're not only is the race on the Watopia is gonna be a big deal. That's gonna be a race. But the other
It's gonna be the
competition,
race.
the
Never mind
race,
Paris-Roubaix. It's gonna be
yeah, exactly.
Watopian Weekly ladder friendly,
Yeah.
whatever. What title are we giving it?
But we're also going to be competing in ride-ons too. And it's not just between Holly and I, it's between everybody on the team. So we're going to collectively do this. So
But you're gonna need a heck of a lot of ride-ons to. I'm gonna carry the team on ride-ons. I don't need to. I just need to
well,
show
yeah. Oh, Holly. Okay. Well, see, now this is where it's different, because I know Holly, you might be I know this is going to be a friendly, but I know you're really thinking about yourself, and I'm thinking about the whole team here. So don't worry about it.
My team contribution is going to be the ride-on situation. And do you know what else? I won't do the whole tagging at everyone in all the servers. I
Well,
will just leave it. And if people want to give me a ride-on, then you go right ahead.
yeah,
However, if you
right. Yeah,
don't, then I'm
right.
coming for you, people.
You are totally gonna get everybody on there. You're gonna put a flag out in front of your house or something. Give me a ride on. Join Zwift. Yeah, I know you're gonna do that, and that's fine. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Oh,
Because
well, yeah,
you know what?
yeah.
One of those ride ons, Holly, is gonna be for me. I'm gonna give you a ride on for sure.
Right, okay.
Definitely.
I will give you what when I pass you on the road, you're gonna give me a ride on then.
Oh, don't you worry. Don't you worry, Holly. This is I know Ocean Cliffside Lava Loop is the route. We're gonna talk over this route, but there's been
Yeah,
some
it's not
good.
Yorkshire because
It's
it's
not Yorkshire.
Watopian Weekly, so I have to be in
Exactly, exactly.
Watopia.
And there's been definitely been some strategery behind the scenes. So I know
You think, yeah.
I know you
Well,
think this is gonna be a walk in the
Diego has
park.
given us like, attack here on all the dots on the route. So he's
Yeah.
given us like
I saw that where you're supposed to attack. But you know, go ahead and attack there. That's fine. I wouldn't
Yeah,
attack
in
in
all
those
the
spots,
places.
but yeah. This is going to be something, 'cause when we talk about this, we're to go up the ocean cliffside lava loop, we start at the Pens, go around the volcano, and then we have to go. There's really only one kind of hill in here. It's just the hilly. Yeah, it's not even the hilly KOM, right? It goes up that, but it uses the bypass. So it goes to the bypass and goes through there.
Yeah, because it goes over the bridge, doesn't it?
With that
Bring it
downhill in
on.
there.
Yeah.
Yep, I
Well,
know.
I gave you route choice
Yep.
so that when we beat you, you couldn't then use that as a, well, they chose the route excuse.
Don't think there's are there any are there any power-ups down here? I think there's only one. Is there there's not even the do we go through the sprint banner? I don't think we do.
We don't need power-ups anyway, so
Nope. No
whatever.
power-ups. Yep. So this is gonna be something else. What about for bike choice? What are you gonna do for bike choice?
I mean, I think I'll go Buffalo bike and still win.
I think I'll go for the
Yeah.
Atomic Cruiser. Yeah.
Yeah, you do that,
That,
yeah. I haven't got that bike because I don't
yeah.
want that trash in my garage.
Yeah. Oh man, that was so funny. That race that we did a couple weeks ago where I got stuck on the Atomic Cruiser because I had switched and it like oh, that was ridiculous. Well, so we have there
Yeah.
has been some trash talk that's gone between the two teams here, and I'll post a picture of this too. But there's been a couple, yes, there's been a couple trash talk, but it's all in fun. It's all in fun, right? Yeah, some smack
Well,
talk.
you
Yeah.
say fun, but this is serious, folks.
Yeah,
Yeah.
well, I mean, it might be serious for you, but I mean, because I know that you really need that. But you know what? We're gonna be fine. So we're gonna. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay if you lose. It's all right.
Yeah. Well, right back at you. I'm gonna put my hat on backwards and look really cool. I'm gonna be like, oh, we should go and like zoom during it as well. I'm gonna
Oh.
like wear my sunglasses. Oh, but then if I wear my sunglasses during the race, I won't be able to see the screen. There's a problem.
Okay, well, you know what? Let's ask our listeners here. So, listeners, if you would like Holly and I to be on Zoom during the race, which I think we can do that. But so the way this is going to work is Paul and Gina are going to be on Zoom and they're going to fan view the race, and then they're going to and they're going to be able to show the different parts of this and the different streams that are going on as well. Because I think we're going to have Josh join and send his stream too. I don't know. Do you have someone on your team that would be willing to share their stream? Do
Oh,
you
I'm
think?
sure I can
Okay.
find somebody. He's looking at you, Chili.
Yeah. All right. So.
If he actually listens to
So
this.
we'll get that in there. So then, because then, so
I
then.
know I've got a few people. I've got a
Okay.
few
This is going to be something else, though, and I really hope that people are able to. I hope it all works, first off, and and everything. And I hope that you have a great time, and I hope you enjoy the view from the back.
Well, the only time that we're going to be at the back is the start, and then after that we'll be at the front. Actually, no, because you only need to be at the front when you're actually crossing the line. So
That's
you
true.
enjoy being at the front till the
Yeah.
last 10 meters.
So what okay, all right. Say that you just let's just take this out of the equation that you're going up against the most powerful team in all of Coalition Ladder. Besides that, what say you're coaching somebody on this course, so or DSing. What are some things that you would say to help your team win? I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
I would say things like do a sprint, little punch. That's all you need. That's all you
That's it. You
need,
wouldn't say
yeah.
anything like nothing about like when to go hard on the climb or anything. Nothing like that. Nothing.
No.
So
Just
what
a little punch
what
and do
about
a sprint.
after the climb? After the climb, when it's
Yeah,
once when on the KOM bypass, on that bypass. What would
it's
you be
slightly rolling actually
yeah.
along that top road. Yeah.
What would you be doing there?
Not that I know of, done any research or anything, because you
Oh.
know,
But
yeah,
you no special techniques or anything or
we've got techniques,
like what?
yeah,
I'm just curious what you would say.
do a sprint and a little punch.
All right, well we've got it's 2 weeks from today.
What are your techniques or I mean, are you gonna go fast up the hill? I mean, you're gonna have to go fast up the hill if I'm honest.
Well, so I think on your team, my biggest person that I have to try and get past is going to be Justin, and the reason why is because his name sounds like mine, And
Right.
so I gotta go faster than Justin, and Justin's gonna definitely go up that hill fast, and I'm gonna have to try and stick with him on his wheels right there, and we're gonna see what happens. But I'm gonna tell you right here that I know what you think is gonna happen. I know that you think that there's going to be an early break, and I know that you think who I think you're think this is gonna go off the front, I think.
Even
So
Gareth.
no, I am not saying Gareth. I'm not saying Gareth. I don't know. I don't know. You
Well,
just got
Gareth likes being at the front.
He does like being off
But
the
it might
front.
not be a trick, you see. So, gonna
Oh
have to
man.
like.
Oh dear queen, you have some stuff in store for you. I cannot wait. Oh man. This is going to be something.
Gonna be like an attack, and I'm gonna be like, sheesh, which one do I actually follow?
Which one do you actually follow? Oh, I cannot
Yo, which
wait.
one's like
This
the
is
trick? But we
I am
might have
so
like
excited.
tactics. We might be
No, I
like,
don't think that you will, because I think you guys are all feeling
yeah.
like this is that you've got it in the basket, that you're gonna be just that
You
you're
think,
I think that's what you think, and yeah, that's fine. You can think that, because this is something
Yeah,
we're coming at you with the full force of the rebels, all right? So this is
right,
it. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna be
Is Danny there?
I don't know.
You're gonna have to. Oh, no. You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to like recruit somebody because being gold, you're gonna
Yep.
have to like use some kind of. We are going like 10, 9, 8 with the points, aren't we? Not like first place gets 10, second place gets 9.
I don't know. I don't know. I think we should
That's how
probably,
normally it works.
well, I think we should probably do like reverse scoring, maybe lowest score wins, but
Well, you that's how you're gonna have to need that to win. Like, I wonder, that'd be funny,
no.
like
Yeah.
being asked over the line, but you can't have 0 watts.
Yeah, how would that be like to actually race for the lowest last place? Last place. Well, yeah, like
That's what
we're
you're gonna be racing for, the
oh, racing for last
last
place. Well, that's fine. As long as it's against you, Holly, that's fine. That'll be fine. That'll be fine. So I'm gonna predict the
I
where.
know I'm going to have to drop you way before the finish line because I do,
Oh.
despite the fact that you joke about this 201 watt sprint, I do know that your sprint is way faster than mine. So
Oh.
I know with this knowledge, it is. But with this
Oh.
knowledge, see, I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to have to drop you like way before that even
Well,
happen. I have raced Ocean Lava Cliffside route before on ladder race. And can you guess who actually won that race?
yeah, I can, and I can get this is I was this was suggested at our team. Our team suggested this route, and I said, okay, let's do his route. I was not going to pick this route because I think this is too flat for you, because I know your strengths of because you are, I thank you for saying nicely that I can maybe possibly outsprint you, which I don't think is true,
No,
but
you can. You
well,
can.
thank you.
Yeah.
But you are so powerful on the flats that that's like 60 second pulls for 300 watts. That's incredible. I definitely cannot hang with that. So I was hoping for something much more hilly, and I actually had suggested. So this, what would your reaction have been if it was just the Zwift KOM two times up that? Would you have
That's what
liked
I
that?
thought you were gonna
I
pick.
knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Oh my gosh, I knew it.
That's what I, because I
Because
saw
I
your
know, because you,
Strava and I
well,
was
I,
like,
and I know you don't like that climb. You don't like that climb at all.
I don't like that climb any. Well, oh, I don't like any climbs, but I've raced that at elite level. My
Yeah,
God,
I know.
what?
Yeah.
Just about to say that. Anyways,
Yeah.
but the thing is that also in my head, I was going, Holly, you've raced it at elite level. You can get
Exactly.
up that climb
Yeah, you
faster
definitely
than
can.
them.
Yes, you can. Yes.
So yeah, but Ocean Lava Cliffside, yeah, no, that's I mean, whatever route you'd have come up with, you don't stand a chance, so
Well, this is going to be something. I'm going to make sure that I am well refreshed and everything. I probably
yeah,
won't have
only
any.
one beer, not
I won't.
two.
Yeah, only one beer the night before, and maybe two that morning. But it's going to
Carb
be.
loading, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if
Oh my
people do
gosh.
want a fan view, you can just join the pen because we know that it's quite difficult to fan view. So the easiest way is to join the event, join the
Yep.
pen, and then you can actually like see. Obviously, don't leave the pen unless you're racing, but
Yeah.
then it's just easy. You can just click on the list of names and you can fan view so easily. You don't have to like make a workout or join the Wootopia one. You can just join the pen. Easy
Yeah,
peasy.
that'll be good. And I think that it's gonna be fun. And I know that it's gonna be a friendly, but as soon as that banner drops, oh man,
I
it's gonna be
just,
something
for
else.
those that can't see, I've like done the impression of de decapitating
Oh,
somebody while
I thought you had an
I
itchy neck or something. I thought that's what that meant.
was
No.
there.
All right. Well, Holly, that's gonna be fun, and I'm excited for it, and I know you are too. No matter what the outcome, we will still the podcast will still go on. So don't
How are you
worry.
going to cope with being a loser on the
Oh
podcast?
my gosh. I don't know, but that's a good question for you. That's a really good question for you. I don't know how you're gonna do it, but
I have no worries. I'm gonna
well,
have a banana
yeah.
and that's gonna be my fuel. And maybe I'll get some Baileys ready for afterwards for the win. But it's a
Yeah.
team thing, so maybe I won't go for the overall win because I know full well that I'll probably have a target on my back.
I know, I will
So
too.
I'm
That's,
like, well,
yeah.
yeah, for sure. Like, I'll be like, we've got
Well,
steering. Like, I'll like mess and then I'll be like, steer, like into you or something. And then I'll be
yeah.
like, right, see you later.
Yeah, I was trying to use our kicker bike here, and I got told off.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I should post that video because it was pretty funny. So yeah, we're trying to do some trash talk videos, sending them back and forth. I'll have to post those too. But oh my gosh, hilarious! Well, that brings us to our close here. So Holly, thank you for doing this, and thank you for everyone listening to the podcast and giving us encouragement and comments and feedback. We really appreciate that. Please keep sending those. You can send us to an email at watopianweekly@gmail.com, or you can join our Discord server where you can talk to Holly and I whenever you want, and everybody. It's
Yeah,
been
like
fantastic. So
3 a.m. and stuff. It's been,
yeah.
yeah.
It's been awesome. So thank you so much to everybody who's been joining the server and everything. We will be get the rides started back up again too. We have to get those going. So thank you everybody, and we're gonna have a good week of training here. I know I am. I don't know about you, but definitely a good week.
I don't, I mean, training,
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready.
I'll
I'm
eat
getting
some
ready.
cake or something. Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you, Holly, and we will see you in Watopia.
Bye.